The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Jonathan Healy filling in for Pat on this Friday. Good morning. Thank you very much for joining us. It's a bit of a do over in Venice. Jeff Bezos, the Amazon boss, is tying the knot with TV presenter Lauren Sanchez. Quite the list of people there. The Kardashians, Oprah Winfrey, Donald Trump's daughter. Lots over there. And amongst them, Nick Pisa, senior global reporter at the Daily Mail. Morning, Nick.
Morning, Jonathan and your listeners.
It is quite the do there.
It certainly is, yeah. I mean, it was very, very hectic here yesterday, also very, very hot. I don't know how those VIPs coped with the heat yesterday. There was a flotilla of small boats taking them, Mr. Bezos and his bride, Lauren Sanchez, to the first venue of this three-day wedding extravaganza, a church called the Madonna del Orto, which has a little cloister to the right-hand side. And there was a large crowd that built up to see all these VIPs turning up, Kim Kardashian, Orlando Bloom, Leonardo DiCaprio, Oprah Winfrey, and then, of course, Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez. And it was a very glamorous party. It was a pizza party, if you like, because I saw them bringing a pizza oven and lots of little canapes and snacks and that sort of thing. Very Italian-themed aperitivo al fresco.
Yeah, I'd imagine I'd be a bit disappointed going to a 200 million euro wedding to be fed pizza. But then again, they are in Venice, then they have to go with it. There's quite the list of stars at this. Are they all people who have been, pardon the pun, in Bezos's orbit?
Well, it's funny you should say that, actually, John, because I was just wondering this myself this morning. I mean, how does Mr. Bezos or Jeff Bezos know these people? I mean, the only one that I can see a direct link with is Lauren Sanchez and Katy Perry. Obviously, they went up into the space orbit a few weeks ago, so I can see the link with them. But she's not even turning up. She's in concert in Australia. But we have her ex-partner Orlando Bloom who is here. How do they know the Kardashians? Who knows? Maybe it's a sort of circle that billionaires and millionaires move in. I think it's probably that, to be honest with you.
It's fair to say that the good people of Venice are not overly enamoured with this shindig.
No, that's right, Jonathan. Yeah, there was protests last night. There were protests yesterday daytime. Let's go with that one first. There was a campaign group from Extinction Rebellion who climbed some lampposts in the St. Mark's Square and tried to unfurl some banners protesting about oligarchs and billionaires and the amount of money that's being spent on this. It ranges from between $20 million up to $40 million for this wedding. So they were outraged about this, for the spending. Given the fact that some people in Venice are living on a minimum wage of about 1,400 euros and can barely survive. So there's been outrage about that. And then there's another group called No Space for Bezos, who laser beamed or projected, I should say, an offensive slogan about oligarchs onto the bell tower of St. Mark's yesterday. They told me that it's not their last action, that there will be further demonstrations, flash mobs, if you like, today. And they also plan a march tomorrow from Santa Lucia Station, which is the main station in Venice, into town. Originally, they had wanted to demonstrate by diving into the canal and blocking the canal by inflatable toys and crocodiles. They asked people to wear masks and snorkels and flippers and come down to the canal. That's why the venue was shifted. It was going to be at the Scuola della Misericordia, but they've now shifted it onto the main island of Venice at a place called the Arsenale, which is a lot easier to defend, if you like. There were police in riot gear last night at the venue just in case things kicked off there, but fortunately they didn't. And as I say, the Arsenale is on the mainland. It's surrounded by high walls and it's a lot more difficult to protest that.
Yeah, I'd imagine so. But still, there no doubt will be drones and attempts to stop the drones. Music-wise, it would appear to be an unusual combination of Lady Gaga and Elton John. I'm not sure how that'll work together. They're two big divas in the one location.
That's right, yeah. So you've got them there. And I also understand this afternoon when the wedding ceremony, I say ceremony in inverted commas, because they technically aren't getting married, or they may have some sort of official carrying out some sort of ring exchange ceremony, but it won't have any validity under Italian law, because the town hall told me the other day that no marriage license has been applied for. No one from the council is officiating ceremony.
I'm loving this. So this is just basically... it's a three-day knees up.
Basically, yeah. That's exactly it, Jonathan. That's exactly how the town hall official told me it as well. Yeah, there is no one who is actually going to marry them at all. in a ceremony that will be recognised under Italian law. But that ceremony, I say again, ceremony in inverted commas, will take place on San Giorgio Island this afternoon. And there's an amphitheatre that's been set up, which suggests that there'll be some entertainment there, and is a Lady Gaga. We think Lady Gaga might actually be tomorrow night with Elton John at the end of festivities party gala ball at the Arsenale. Whereas the event this afternoon for the wedding itself will be a operatic theme with Andrea Bocelli's son Matteo.
Okay, well, a little bit of class there at least. Nick Pisa at the wedding that
there's
isn't a wedding.
One actual thing. I don't know if we have enough time, Jonathan.
Go on quick.
This is that very, very quickly. So last night the party kicked off, as I say, brought to a very dramatic end about 45 minutes early with a massive thunderstorm, lightning flashing across the sky, rumbles us, and it shucked it down. So, you know, you can have all the money in the world, but you can't control the weather. Although, last point, they do say in Italy, sposa bagnata, sposa fortunata, which means wet bride, soaked bride, lucky bride. So maybe that's an omen.
Well, I'm not sure she's a bride, so I'm not sure that qualifies. Nick Pisa at the wedding that isn't a wedding. Thanks for joining us from Venice.
Welcome.
I genuinely can't think of anything worse than a three-day wedding. I mean, maybe it's just because I'm getting old, but 3 days surrounded by the Kardashians. I mean, 20-year-old me might have been into that. Not now. Not now.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.